This is your classic It's Breakfast with Jordan, Curtis, and anybody in the working world will tell you that sleep and stress are two very important things on different sides of the spectrum, I guess. More sleep, less stress. I think that's how it works. I'm joined this morning by accredited exercise physiologist Lisa Parkinson. How are you this morning, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks, Jordan. How are you?
I'm feeling good. Could use more sleep and a little less stress myself. So what's the relationship there between exercise? Because, of course, you're the exercise expert. What's the relationship between sleep and exercise?
Yeah, so we've spoken before together about the benefits of exercise in helping to get a good night's sleep. And we all know how important it is. You know, it's essential for our optimum health and it helps numerous bodily processes, including memory consolidation and then the restoration of our nervous, immune, skeletal and muscular systems. But on the flip side, virtually all bodily systems are also impacted by poor or inadequate sleep, with chronic sleep disturbances predisposing a person to things such as cardiovascular disease, metabolic dysfunction, psychiatric disorders, and also early mortality. And so, therefore, it's no surprise that a lack of sleep can also impact our exercise performance.
And how then does sleep, or lack of sleep, impact our performance?
Yeah, so studies have looked at both people's motivation to exercise after a poor night's sleep and also how they cope with exercise following a poor night's sleep. So these studies found that those people having a poor night's sleep are less likely to exercise the next day. So that's no surprise. They're feeling fatigued and tired, so they don't want to exercise. But for those people who did then still exercise the next day, they perceived the exercise more challenging for the same workload than they'd previously done. So basically, people found that exercise is harder than it is normally if they haven't had a good night's sleep. And then the other thing also is that it also affects your pain threshold. So if you are, if you have a bit of a niggling injury or you're going through a bit of a flare up and you're exercising, the pain is going to seem worse than what it usually would.
All right, if you don't get enough sleep.
If you don't get enough sleep. So basically, it just makes exercise harder and the pain worse.
Right, and that all sounds pretty stressful, which is also something that can affect your exercise performance.
Yeah.
That's the word I was looking for.
That's right. So, you know, when we research this and we look at all of this, there's a famous bell-shaped curve that looks at the relationship between stress and performance. And basically on one side of the curve, too little stress, where life is super cruisy and laid back, it's not actually enough stress to aid in performance. But then on the flip side of that, too much stress can lead to exhaustion and overload, and that includes with exercise. And if you keep pushing yourself further, this can lead to extreme stress and burnout. So basically, we have a bit of an optimal range when it comes to stress and our performance. It needs to be that mid-range, so not too little, but not too much either.
Right. You don't want to be too relaxed, otherwise you don't have any motivation.
Yeah, correct. You're just not going to get the results you're looking for if you're too laid back about it.
So what happens then if we have too much stress? How does that affect our body?
Yeah, so stress affects both our mental state and our physical state. So in terms of our mental state, it affects our confidence and our focus. And in the stress state, your muscles also hold a lot more tension in them, and this can make it harder for them to exercise. So stress also increases your heart rate and your breathing rate and often makes our breathing a lot shallower. So if you do try and exercise in that state, your heart rate response will be higher and you'll probably find it more difficult to get enough oxygen in through your breathing. And then as a result of that, your body just won't be able to handle the same amount of exercise as it normally does. So again, it might seem like you're working out a whole lot harder and getting tired a lot quicker than what you usually do.
And I imagine getting tired and then not exercising because you're too tired is also a cause for stress if you are trying to stick to an exercise regime.
Yeah, it's a bit of a revolving
spiral.
Circle.
Mm.
Yeah, spiral. So, you know, we want to try and stay on top of our sleep and also our stress. So I've got three tips for you here. So the first one is to practice good sleep hygiene. So there are a few small things that you can do to aid in getting a good night's sleep. So you want to have a regular bedtime if you can, so going to bed at the same time. You do want to do some regular exercise. So we've spoken before about the benefits of doing regular exercise and that helping to get more of a deep sleep and a longer sleep. And you also want to minimise your screen time before bed so the blue light can affect your ability to go into rest. Number two is to manage your stress levels. So as you said, we all live with some degree of stress, but how we manage that can have a huge impact on how it affects us. So we want to try and reduce those stress levels, and being aware of the triggers and tolerances to stress is a good place to start. But you can try some techniques like mindfulness and meditation. Meditation.
I'm sure medication works too.
Yeah, I'm sure it probably does. But we'll start with meditation. And some deep breathing can also help to manage your stress. So give that a try. And then number three is ask for help. So if you're struggling with your exercise, your sleep, your stress, then, you know, talk to somebody about it. Talk to your GP, talk to an EP about exercise, or, you know, a mental health worker or a professional that can help you to lead you through some mindfulness as well.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Lisa Parkinson, Director of Optimum Exercise Physiology Claire on your Classic It's Breakfast.